TRTV's afternoon edition with Tiki Julius. Here are our major stories. As Cameroonians prepare to celebrate the 52nd edition of the National Day on May the 20th, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, says national symbols and emblems are to be fully respected and protected by all citizens. The Director General of the International Labour Organization has reaffirmed the importance of Cameroon and the ILO working together to rigorously implement their shared commitment to foster decent work and social coverage to the most vulnerable. Six round 32 matches of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon are being played today in Betwa, Douala and Boya. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. Nationwide synchronized flag hoisting ceremonies have taken place in Cameroon's 10 regions and 58 divisions in a build up to the country's National Day celebrations on May the 20th. In the capital, Yaoundé, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, who is also president of the Civilian March Past Commission for the National Day, said there should be continuous education of citizens to the respect and proper use of national symbols and emblems. In the meantime, the opening ceremony of the Unity and National Integration Camp shall take place at 4 p.m. today at the Nkonda Operational Reference Center for Moral, Civic and Entrepreneurial Rearmament. Cameroonians have been exhorted to ceaselessly demonstrate their ability and consent to share their living environment in harmony despite social, cultural, human and religious differences. A release from the President of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism on the occasion of the International Day for Living Together on May 16 states that it is only by doing so that the people of Cameroon will continue to develop and sustain the culture of peace. Peter Mafani Musonge, in strong terms, condemns all sorts of divisive tendencies ranging from hate speech, xenophobia, tribalism, discrimination to other forms of injustice. The day provides an opportunity to renew President Paul Biya's commitment to promote peace. The visiting Director General of the International Labour Office says it is imperative for public and private employers to consolidate efforts for better cohesion in the job market. Gilbert Humbo, who was speaking today in Yaoundé during a press conference on the balance sheet of his three-day stay in the country, reiterated that social dialogue should be institutionalized to reduce job-related conflicts and misunderstandings to the basic minimum. During his stay, Gilbert Humbo met with trade unions, employers, employees, and senior state officials, including the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute. The effects of climate change on families are under review in Yaoundé on the occasion of the 30th anniversary of the International Day of the Family. This is at a roundtable conference dubbed Family Coffee, organized on the theme Resilient Families in the Face of Socioeconomic, Migratory, Climatic and Technological Challenges. The event is being chaired by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondua, in the presence of her counterpart of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengele. Also present at the event is the resident representative of UN Women. The Minister of Finance wishes to inform taxpayers in the portfolios of medium-sized taxation offices, the specialized taxation offices for legal professionals and lands, and the special taxation office for public administrative establishments that, given the difficulties experienced by many taxpayers with regard to the filling of their beneficial ownership declaration online, the deadline for submitting the said declaration, initially set for 15th April, has been postponed to 15 May 2024. Furthermore, in order to promote awareness on the beneficial ownership requirements prescribed by the finance law for the year 2024, the concerned taxpayers are hereby informed that training sessions shall be organized in the days ahead according to a schedule to be made public. Out of Cameroon, a Human Rights Watch report says child soldiers were used by Islamic State-linked group to attack and plunder a town in northern Mozambique. The charity claims boys as young as the age of 13 raided Macomia town in Cabo Delgado province on May the 10th. However, it is not known whether the children fought against government armed forces. The Al-Shabaab raid sparked heavy fighting after the group targeted government forces and also looted warehouses. A Swiss court has sentenced a former Gambian minister to 20 years in prison for crimes against humanity. Ousmane Sonko fled to Switzerland in 2016, shortly before Gambian President Yahya Jammeh was forced out of power after refusing to admit he had lost elections. In sports, round 32 matches of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon begin this afternoon in stadiums across the country. Les Astros of Douala is about now taking on Real FC of Garoua at the Betwa Municipal Stadium. After the match, Cotonspor of Garoua will play against Epervé of Bolova. The match Renaissance of Ngoumou versus Sinodev of Boya is underway at the Bepanda Stadium in Douala. After the encounter, Canon of Yaoundé will host talented FA of Boya. Isosa of Limbe will play against Legend of Moyuka in a Southwest Regional Derby at the Moliko Stadium in Boya. Meanwhile, ASFAP of Yaoundé is entertaining Kaimag of Douala at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. That ends CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzuka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Teke Julius.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. Our special slot on the news.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education says continuous education on the importance of national emblems is key to protecting them from desecration. Minister Mununa Futsu was speaking of this morning at the esplanade of his ministry while overseeing a nationwide synchronized flag hoisting ceremony. Rigobe Maniga covered the event in some ministries and came back with this report.
We are on the esplanade of the Ministry of Territorial Administration. This reading is produced by the Rural and Urban Mobile Mass Animation Team of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. Two young men move forward and unfurl the flag. This flag unfurling is happening under the watchful eye of Territorial Administration Minister Ponatan Ganji. Meanwhile, next door, Social Affairs Ministry effectively sees two uniformed officers hoist the flag and take six steps backwards to respect and honor this national emblem. Teams from the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education have been deployed to various ministries to oversee the success of the nationwide synchronized event and to give a talk on the symbolism of national emblems. Chairing the event in his ministry, Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futsu said the decreasing trend of civic mindedness requires constant education on the values of national emblems, as that will help to protect them from desecration.
Rigobe Maniga with that report. Minister Mununa Futsu now talks about the importance of this flag hoisting event all over the national territory.
Within the national harmonized program of this celebration, the government has all the administration and parastatals to host the flag this day, 15th of May, all over the national territory. This is to sensitize the state agents and the civil servants who are normally those who are supposed to sensitize the public in general, the users of those administrations. So We hope that this is a occasion to appropriate themselves the manipulation of those emblems and symbols, and particularly national flag and the national anthem.
That was the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, speaking to the CRO-TV. The population of the Far North region has been enjoined to respect state symbols and emblems as a show of patriotism. This was the call of the Secretary General at the Far North Governor's Office, Evariste Atanganazwa, who chaired a solemn ceremony in Marwa to launch the synchronized hoisting of the national flag in all the six divisions of the region. Ayuk John Ashu reports from Marwa.
Attention pour la levée de couleur. Envoyez.
All activities came to a halt in Marwa at 7 a.m. as inhabitants honored the hoisting of the Cameroon flag at the foreground of the governor's office in total solemnity. This was followed by the singing of the national anthem in the presence of the Far North Regional Delegate for Youth and Civic Education, Benoit Gara, and his colleagues. Simultaneously, the same solemnity was observed at the division office in Marwa, where the senior division officer for Jamari, Jean-Marc Kwambarga, chaired the rituals. Meanwhile, the Secretary General at the Far North Governor's Office, Evariste Atanganazwa, on the occasion, lauded the patriotic spirit of the population and appealed for a reflex action in the respect of the national symbols and emblems.
This is to revive the patriotism and the respect of the national anthem and the national flag and other national symbols. We have to be the one showing the good example.
Volunteers of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development have taken the relay in raising awareness on the value and importance of state symbols and emblems. Marwa, Ayu John Ashu, CRTV.
The governor of the Littoral Region, Samuel Jodine Iva Dubois, has reminded his collaborators of the importance and symbolism of the flag in every government institution in Cameroon. This was during a flag hoisting ceremony at the governor's office, attended by his close collaborators. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz reports from Douala.
The green, red and yellow flag with a golden star on it is one of the main symbols of the Republic of Cameroon. Therefore, it should be hoisted each morning in every government institution, be it in the military barracks or civilian offices. Samuel Jodine Ivaha Diboa is the governor of the Littoral Region.
I'm emphasizing today to tell that it's not only the military that are concerned. Every civil office has to have a flag, and in the morning when the flag is going up, you have to stand and to recognize that you are working on the Republic of Cameroon.
This solemn ceremony at the Littoral Governor's Office was to remind Cameroonians that the flag hoisting ceremony is an integral part of their daily civic duties. During this ceremony, everyone stopped what they were doing and focused on the flag, which was gradually being hoisted. Samuel Jodine Iva Diboa once again.
We want to remember that not only for the unity celebration, but to be aware that we are working under laws, and those laws are represented by this flag.
The ceremony, which fell in line with the National Day activities, took place in all the 10 regions of the country simultaneously. Douala, Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for CRTV News.
In matters of peacekeeping in Africa, Cameroon is a key player. Each year, the country trains and sends military contingents to crisis-torn zones in need of peacekeeping. A good example is the multidimensional stabilization mission in the Central African Republic, MINUSCA. These soldiers who work with the United Nations are trained at the Muchibong Peacekeeping Operations Training Center in the Upper Nyong Division of the East Region. Alphonse Abongwa Achu tells us more.
When a neighbor's house is on fire, one cannot stay silent. The Muchibong Peacekeeping Operations Training Center is Cameroon's tactical tool to respond to Africa's ever-increasing peacekeeping aspirations. Colonel Clement Garansu is commander of the center.
The training center has different missions. The main one is to prepare the Cameroonian contingent in order to accomplish peacekeeping missions.
The center receives military staff from Cameroon and other neighboring countries, training them on fundamental UN values in theaters where military contingents intervene. Major Lumbi Pierre is director of training at the center.
The program of peace deployment training is as follows. We have different modules like general knowledge on peacekeeping missions, protection of civilians, technical and general skills. So the modules we give to the trainees consists to develop their individual and collective skills.
Simulation exercises like shooting with precision, the tracking of information for headquarters to make informed decisions are key at the center. Captain Eban Valerie's instructor.
We have to make sure that every soldier is capable of having his target well in order to avoid maybe shooting targets that are not supposed to be targeted.
The Peacekeeping Training Center today stands as a testimonial of Cameroon's commitment to maintaining peace on the continent and beyond, smeared by multifaceted crises. Back from Mochebuma on special assignment for CRTV, Alphonse Abungwa Achu.
In a bee up to the celebration of the 52nd edition of the National Day, the military hospital in Boya has organized a free health campaign to screen vulnerable people and IDPs for hepatitis B and C. The campaign, which equally offers a 50% discount on other services provided by the hospital, will run till the 17th of May. Regina Ngali, Ndoko reports.
The health campaign offers a wide array of medical services. The local population now benefits from free consultations, nursing care and screenings for hepatitis B and C, amongst other essential healthcare services provided by the dedicated team at the military hospital in Boya.
Colonel Leone, Chief of Military Medical Hospital Boya. Also, we offer free minor surgery tests such as circumcision, wound dressing, cyst resection. And lastly, we have offer 50% discount of all laboratory tests such as echography, X-ray tests for physiotherapy.
This opportunity has been eagerly embraced by the community.
Chief Sylvester Meyer, when I heard of this free campaign, I decided to come, which I think is a good thing for one to know his or her status.
As a driver in Boya, it really had broken the relationship that we had with the military. But seeing a free campaign like this makes me understand that they really consider our health, which is wealth. It has changed my mentality about how I can relate with them.
The hope is for the target population to get access to quality medical care and other essential health services.
We want to reach the vulnerable population, we want to reach the displaced people, and we want to reach the general population with adults and children. That is our target. The first day we receive more than 100, and we are expecting more people.
The campaign will run till the 17th of May 2024 at the military hospital in Boya. Regina Ngale, Nduko, CLTV News, Boya.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. That was a special slot on the news.
CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station in Yaoundé. The Director General of the International Labour Organization has underscored the need for Cameroon and the organization to rigorously implement their shared commitments to promote decent work and extend social coverage to the most vulnerable. Chibet Hongbo made the statement today in Yaoundé shortly after an audience accorded him by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, on behalf of the President of the Republic. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam with the report.
The last audience accorded by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, to the Director General of the ILO on behalf of the President of the Republic was a time to make an evaluation of the visit of the Director General of the ILO and to renew shared commitments. Gilbert Umbo, Director General, ILO.
There is a need for us to follow up on the key matters that we discussed in the last 3 days. Give me the assurance that on the Cameroonian side, a very clear instruction are going to be put in place. And we also, from our ILO perspective, is going to be crucial. It's a matter of accountability.
The audience was also a time to reiterate the importance of the Decent Work Country Program for Cameroon, endorsed on Tuesday.
The document we signed yesterday, the PPTV, it's really an important document that will help us to define the framework of our intervention and also to be accountable. So 2 years, 3 years down the road, we can also come back to the population and see what we have done and what we have not done.
The Director General of the ILO leaves Cameroon with memories of a special dinner offered by the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Diongute, at the behest of the President of the Republic, Tuesday evening at the Yaoundé Hilton. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Experts in matters of family development have called on Cameroonian families to engage more in acts that foster respect for one another, engage in practices that help in climate change adaptation and mitigation, as well as use social media platforms responsibly. They made the call during a roundtable conference, a job family coffee organized by the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family on the occasion of the 30th anniversary of the International Year of the Family. Patience Wingo.
Panelists at the roundtable conference came from the Ministries of Women's Empowerment and the Family, the Environment, Natural Protection and Sustainable Development, the National Agency for Information and Communication Technologies, and TIG, among others. During discussions co-moderated by the Inspector General and the Technical Advisor No. 1 of the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Nathalie Ngemba and Leon Chonko respectively, the speakers demonstrated how human activities left in the hands of families cause climate change through poor practices which in turn impact agricultural productivity, access to water, and intensify hunger, thereby making families vulnerable. They said families can, through their agro-pastoral activities, engage in climate change adaptation and mitigation practices. An ICT expert from Antique stated that over 6 million internet users are in the country, demonstrating how the digital age has torn families apart. He mentioned the spending of long hours on social media outlets by members of families, which kills bonding time, and the exposure of youth to nudity, scamming, and other cyber crimes. Some speakers talked of how socioeconomic factors have forced displacement and loss of livelihoods for families in the country. Others underlined the need for families not to copy wrong foreign doctrines that destroy the original conception of a nuclear family, while calling on them to play their respective roles for peace to reign in their families, thereby speeding up the attainment of the National Development Strategy and the Sustainable Development Goals. While calling on families to respect the core values of togetherness in her keynote address, the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Benaoundoua, also urged international partners to involve projects that promote the well-being of Cameroonian families.
Patience Wingo with that report. The promotion of family values for a more stable society is also in the spotlight today as Cameroon joins the world to observe the 30th edition of the International Day of the Family. In the following analysis, Sam Lingom examines some issues plaguing the family in Cameroon today.
The concept of the family bringing together a man, a woman and children is today threatened by various social ills and deviant behaviors. How can it be explained, even in the name of human rights, that a man and his fellow brother or a woman and another woman decide to adopt children that they have voluntarily opted not to have, pretending to build a family? It goes without saying that the foundations of such families can only be shaky as a cavalier dismissal of core spiritual values in the upbringing of such adopted children will surely lead to total confusion and disarray. Lucky enough, despite the influence of the Western world, Article 347 of the Penal Code criminalizes sexual contact between members of the same sex. In Cameroon, recent social events in the country are also glaring examples that reconstituted or blended families are becoming serious social threats to the stability of this important component. A young man brought up in the absence of his father, who one day decides to take away the lives of his grandmother and mother, a brother who stabs his siblings, or a parent molesting and maltreating a stepchild, all illustrate the fact that if appropriate urgent measures are not taken, our traditional family values will lead to a lawless social environment. Parents and children are now busy after classes and work on social platforms, leaving no room for family interactions which develop the sense of living together.
Thanks, Sam Lingom. A Cameroonian company that deals in the production of sweets, biscuits and chocolates has received government's backing to fully set up and enjoy some tax and custom exemptions in its activities. A convention to that end was signed in Yaoundé today between the general manager of the company and the director general of the Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises Promotion Agency, Jean-Marie Louis Bagga. Karine Kubong reports.
The confectionery company with headquarters in Douala, Cameroon is through this project investing 700 million CFA francs with 35 direct jobs and aims to amass a 3 billion CFA francs capital by 2027. The general manager of the Debria Bamileke Enterprise, DB Trading SAL, Pakom Amang Kegang Dweli, says the agreement will, among others, facilitate the importation of equipment and the formalization of certain legal procedures.
DB Trade is going to be manufacturing sweets, biscuits and chocolates. The convention that we just signed really gives you the possibility to enter the market and then it reduces all the taxes that you have to pay.
On their part, officials of the agency will follow up to ensure that the enterprise respects the terms of the agreement. As the director of the one-stop shop for investment incentives, Constant Lobempo, explains.
We have annual visits with them and try to sort out the different difficulties that they may encounter and direct them in the implementation of the investment program.
While encouraging other Cameroonian diasporans to follow in the footsteps of Mr. Kogan Dweli, the Director General of the Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises Promotion Agency, Jean-Marie Louis Badga, called on the promoter to make use of Cameroonian raw materials in his company and promote the Made in Cameroon brand abroad.
Karine Kubong concluding the news. CLTV's afternoon edition was presented by TK Julius. Yena is a summary of the news in the French language with Coralie Laetitia Emini.
Madame, Monsieur, bon après-midi. 20 mai 2024, le civisme au cœur des préparatifs de la fête de l'unité. À 5 jours de la célébration, les cérémonies synchronisées de levée des couleurs ont eu lieu ce mercredi matin sur l'ensemble du territoire national. À l'initiative du ministère de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique, cette activité vise à raviver la fibre patriotique et à promouvoir le civisme au sein des administrations publiques et parapubliques. Famille et action climatique, c'est le thème de la célébration de la 30e journée internationale de la famille, ce 15 mai, à l'occasion de déceler les contraintes qui prévalent sur l'institution familiale aujourd'hui, précisément en matière d'environnement et de changement climatique. Au Cameroun, le ministère de la promotion de la femme et de la famille a marqué l'événement par une cérémonie colorée dans la ville de Yaoundé. Un séminaire sur la communication et la digitalisation s'est ouvert cette mi-journée au ministère des Postes et Télécommunications. La formation organisée par le réseau des communicateurs et professionnels des médias se tient en prélude à la Journée mondiale des télécommunications qui se célèbre le 17 mai prochain. Pour le ministre des Postes et Télécommunications, Minette Libom-Liliken, il est question de faire de la communication digitale responsable une barrière contre la progression de la désinformation sur les réseaux sociaux. En sport football Coupe du Cameroun, les 32e de finale ont débuté cet après-midi. Les rencontres se disputeront jusqu'au 19 mai prochain dans les villes de Yaoundé, Douala et Bertois. Première rencontre de cette journée, ASFAP contre Kaimon Club de Douala. La rencontre a démarré à 15h au centre d'excellence de la CAF à Bancomo. C'est la fin de ce condensé des nouvelles en français. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Restez sur les CIRT TV. Les informations se poursuivent. Madame, Messieurs, je vous souhaite de passer un bon après-midi.